Oh, ye dry bones.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know what
it
is. It's Monday night, and it's up to you if you want to free your mind. Listen up.
Don't understand.
Good evening, everybody. Thank y'all for joining us again. We put the most gracious one, Marvin Gaye. What's going on? And does anybody understand me? Some of these questions have been asked by others and by myself. Do anybody understand what's really going on? There's so much information out here that we are being bombarded into submission. And maybe that could be a weapon in itself. Not knowing that too much information can cripple you as well. But tonight, I thank you, all you dry bones. We welcome you on Free Your Mind Monday. And we do see our guests on here. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. So I'm going to let a few people get on here so we can start this wonderful show tonight. And it's not really a show, but it's going to be an information fest. Free Your Mind will be able to cover so many dynamics tonight because there's so many dynamics coming at us. And we need to be aware of every single one if I can get it out with the help of you. I want to thank all my brothers and sisters who have given me so much information. The crew up in the Tampa, St. Pete, Lakeland, you name it, Lehigh Acres, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Georgia, New York, Texas. We getting them all, and the numbers are getting there because guess what? I've been watching some of our ancestors, because that will keep me strong. I will start looking at the ancestors, and I start hearing the voices of them. When I look them up, thank God for YouTube. And you hear the voice and they say, information is the power. How you take it is on you. We're trying to give it to you. How you take it is on you. It should be digested with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's why you should be digested. One of my brothers from New York, who I love when he come on the show, he mentioned last week about the African center that we got to have. And I'm telling you, every time I open up, for all you who understand, we open up with the seven oracles of Maya. You can't get too much more ancient and African than that. Truth, justice, harmony, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. I believe we are definitely out of harmony, and we are definitely out of balance, and we are receiving that which is supposed to come our way because we are directing an energy that is on a negative trip. Has no doubt to come back in the right order as back to us, as above, so below. We are always going to give you these principles. Matter of fact, we probably give you more principles than you could ever imagine. Based off all the shows I hear, we are even giving you some of the, I would say, some of the most high level of information. Once we gave you that this was a Masonic Republic, that should have had y'all telling everybody, we better pay attention. But it seems that that is not being told to everybody, except for those who are in the true understanding of looking this stuff up. Let me just say this. Wonderful week. We had a great show last week. We had Brother Montu Hotep on. He talked about Yaku. And let me tell y'all, that conversation was off the hand. It was just off the chain. Everybody, the numbers, when I show y'all the numbers come Wednesday, I'm going to take a you know how I do it. Show you the numbers on Wednesday. That show took us to a good level. So you know what? It's y'all who's doing it. The knowledge level is coming through the connection. I'm just bringing it out to y'all because that's what I want to do. Ain't asking y'all to pay for nothing. We do it out of our own love and heart. So nobody can be talking about he asking y'all. If y'all want to do something, that's all you. Just go to drybonesconnection.com. And we have everything that we say on the show is on www.drybonesconnection.com. All I'm asking you to do is share the link. Just share the link, y'all. That's all I'm asking. That ain't much. Share the link. You have nothing to do but do that, and that'll be good. I want to thank some good developments before we get started with tonight. I want to thank Miss Irene Cates for taking a step forward to become St. Petersburg superintendent of the school. She's running for that. These are people who stand by their word. See what I'm saying? If you're going to play the game, you got to be in the game. I want to talk to all my brothers and sisters who are in the game saying that, hey, you can't get out this system. I put a system on the site, and I want everybody to watch it. is Dr. I can't think of her name right now, but you will see her. She's a wonderful wisdom, full of wisdom. She said, we don't understand capitalism. We don't understand capitalism. Capitalism is a ruthless system. Winner takes all. It has no apologies to who they hurt. They come at you any way possible. They can care less if you bloody crying or shedding tears. They can care less because guess what? The bottom line is somebody got to get paid. And capitalism means everything's up for sale. Capitalism means that you open your wallet, everybody, and you can talk that stuff about, oh, I'm not in the system. Sure you're not. Well, where are you getting gas from? Where are you getting the money to get these clothes? You got some manufacturing plant we don't know about? I think not. Where's all the stuff that you're claiming that we have? The word sovereignty is very deep. Very deep word, y'all. Get the dictionary. You get Black Law Dictionary, all you want. It's a very complex word. It means self-sufficient. Actually also means military. And many of our people who realize do not understand this, we are in the military. Matter of fact, we are high level in the military in the bottom and first line of defense. So don't talk about army. Our army is already there, but it's working in conjunction to what we're talking about. So that can't help us. Also, tonight, before we bring on the brother, we're going to finish off. We're going to do the whole night on that, but we're going to kick it because I'm going to show you how all this is coming from the same area that supposing the story, we're going to keep it as a story of Yaku releasing these individuals into the northern region. Now, everything we talk about today, I'm going to link it back to that. We talk about the World Bank. Where the World Bank at? Where the world court at? Where are all these world entities located? Where's the geographical location of all these so-called alphabet organizations? The Vatican guard is guarded by the Swiss guards. Why the Swiss guards? Then the Swiss have all the bank accounts. Then the Swiss got the Bank of Neutrality. Ain't this the region of Mighty Thor? Ain't this the region of the Germanic tribes? So the brother was telling you something, but you ain't linking it to the actual geographical location because once the release was given, they had to go somewhere. And now we're going to talk about what is about to happen here in this country, corporation. And I'm going to make it brief so we can get everything going on here. There's a misconception, which you heard in the record, I'll play that, what's going on. You know, we flying high in a friendly sky. That means, you know, we so damn high. We ain't comprehending. Many of us know our population is strictly narcotics. Strictly. We have a strictly narcotic society. Now, I don't know why I said 90 seconds, but something ain't going on right here. Let me make sure. Because they be messing with you on this thing. Some reason it said 90 seconds. Have no reason why. I do not know. But it could be a problem here based on what I'm seeing. And I'm going to have to keep it going. Let's just hope it keep going because somehow they're trying to shorten up the show. But it's telling me I got 60 seconds and I know I put in 9 o'clock. So I don't know what's going on, y'all. Let me make sure that everything's in order here because they might be trying to turn me off. It says 9, show starts at 9 p.m. For some reason, it's telling me I have 45 seconds left. So, y'all bear with me. I'm going to turn a couple of you on so y'all can stick here. I've got Brother Matu. I got Sister. In case this goes out, and any of you are listening, somehow they're telling me the show is cutting off in 25 seconds. I do not know why. If any of y'all see it says, oh, they got the show for 15 minutes. I don't even know why. We're going to have to do something. I have no understanding why we do that. Let's just hope the show continues on, and we have to go by that. I'm sorry, everybody, but it seems to be a problem here on Blog Talk with the time frame. I don't know what to tell you, but hopefully it'll keep going. Are Are y'all still with me?
Yes.
I'm here, brother.
Okay, well, y'all stay with me. They may let it just go on. Like y'all, sister, brother, hear me. I'm just going to name out some things, and I gave out a few area geographical location where you were talking earlier about Yaku. Let me just say this. For those of you who live on this land, in this territory, in these states, there is an economic infusion of uncorruptible individuals who are planning on taking all land. Agenda 21 is in full effect all across this corporation, and they are stealing at a high level rate. Tonight was a brief introduction on 17 facts that anyone that believes the U.S. economy is just fine. And I'm only going to go through a few of them, but the key ones. Home ownership in the United States has still dropped. It's at the lowest level in 19 years. Consumer spending has dropped since November, a clear sign that the economic slowdown is ahead. Major retailers closing stores fastest pace that has ever been since the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Those are the banks that were received bailouts. Then you have 1.3 million fewer jobs in the U.S. economy since the last recession began in December 2007. Our population has continued to grow steadily since that time, meaning that if they sign that immigration bill, you already have that many people who are not working. Imagine putting that many more in the country for the fight for these few jobs. Understand that quite well. Then you have some of the lowest wages in some of the states. Even though they say some states want to go to $15, you have to look at the picture where that state tax base is at before you start jumping up and clapping. And it says, here it is. After adjusting for inflation, men who work full-time in America today make less money than men who worked full-time in America 40 years ago. Y'all look this up. Make sure I ain't lying. It is hard to believe that 62% of Americans make less than $20 or less an hour at this point. Imagine that, y'all. Even that point, $20 is not much no more because of how high things are going. And it says, it's astonishing 56% of all Americans have subprime credit in 2014. That means you are underwater. Underwater. Then it says 69% of the federal budget is spent either on entitlements or on welfare programs. Now, this is the trick before we get deep into more discussion. Corporate welfare, everybody, is the biggest welfare. Do not deceive yourself. Corporate welfare is the biggest welfare, period. There's none bigger. So this so-called facade that they're giving money to the poor is an illusion. It is not real. Now, and I'm going to get to, before I get to Brother Montu, I'm just going to give a little bit of information about why I'm saying all this. Because while all this is going on, Obama and those of you who go on the internet, remember when he had this Russian dude named Milinovich was on there. I'm saying the name wrong, but he's from Russia. And she said, somebody say, Blog Talk says my show is over. Those of you who are on the air now are the only ones who are listening. Isn't that something? That is amazing. Let me make sure everybody, let me just take a test. This is amazing. Blog Talk sees the content before me, for all of you, and I'm starting to believe that they're making issue out of some of this, which I don't know why. Okay, I do hear some of y'all. So y'all stay on here with me because y'all are the only ones left who can hear these shows.
Yes.
Because of the fact that they're... Okay, y'all stay there. All right, let me get this. Now, before we keep going, those callers who are there, please, y'all stay on because those you are the only ones who can get on. They haven't stopped all other callers. We have a problem here that they are about to use the UN to bring in this new resolution on gun control. It's already brought before our Senate, and they're keeping it hush-hush. These are the reasons why all this stuff is coming at you with these news reports that keeps you in soap opera land, watching these soap opera shows. And so basically, they're doing a good job of it, because while this is going on, they're bringing a gun law by the UN. You hear me well, the UN. Whether or not we keep our eyes on, it's called a small arms treaty. And it's being brought in by the UN to be ratified by the Senate. It is almost certain to force the U.S. to act tougher on gun laws. Now, you know they have been acting tougher on gun laws. Just so you know that this ain't a joke. That's why they're having all these guns, bringing up these guns. Even though guns ain't the number one violent crime per se, they have to have guns as being the most violent. So the media is pushing this, y'all. And they're pushing it because they will have the right to ban trade, sale, or private ownership of semi-automatic weapons, any that have magazines, even though it still operates in the same one-trigger, pull, single-bang manner, revolvers, anti-gun men. They're going to create an international gun registry, clearly setting the stage for a full-scale gun confiscation. Now, many who do not believe this, I know it sounds crazy, but you think about what happened in New Orleans when they did the mock, and they did another mock when the Boston bomber did his thing. They went to each house in Boston and ransacked those houses as if they were looking for him and asked for guns and everything. Just look at the reports and you will see it for yourself. These are happening. Now, the reason why I say that is because these same areas that we talked about, I'm going to bring Brother Mark to in, these are the same areas that these individuals that were considered hybrids or any other type of distinction that might be given. And I didn't give them this. This is coming from science. Seems to be that these are the reasons that we kind of let all these courts, all these jurisdictions, all these so-called monolithic banking systems. Montu, wouldn't you say these are the regions that we are talking about that some of these individuals was driven into? What is your take on all this, that we're listening still at a high level to this?
Bro, I had to walk away for a sec. Could you refresh what you were saying, and then I can give you my comment?
Now, I was saying with all that's going on with the regions that these geographical locations, the World Bank, all of the Hague, all this in Switzerland, all of the so-called neutrality, great sovereign states are in the regions where we claim that the Yaku experiments went into. What's your take on how this area represents the persona that we're talking about?
I would say, brother, that one thing, I'm going to take, I'm taking someone home, so if you hear the vehicle, you know, I'm in the vehicle. But I think one time we have to look at this is that this is a conglomerate, and it's not one person. You know, we keep thinking when we hear into conspiracy, we think it's always one person, one group, and then you find that's a conglomerate. You know, that's where I think we have never really put the bullseye on the target. We always keep thinking, oh, it's just the Jews. Not just the Jews.
Yeah.
It's not them. They're just Khazar. Yeah. They're just white. They're just the European people. Russian area. And that's all they are. There's nothing more to them. And when we keep giving them so much power, we keep forgetting the other entities that run the world and the other factions that run the world. And I think a lot of our people in the movement have done that, and that's why we keep missing the target. And I think a lot of times our people have given these people a pass to being these chosen people. But when you read the Bible, and I'll use their own scripture against them, when you go in and you say they are the Jews or the chosen people, they're not even Ham and Shem people. They're Japheth. So how are they the chosen people even from the biblical standpoint? And the region it come from is still out of the Caucasus Mountains, which is still out in Turkey and Russia. So you look at it in the past of them in this whole Aryan race, you look at Switzerland again, where they say that the more purest white people come from, European. So we start to figure out that it's a conglomerate. It's not a one people. It's not one boogeyman out there. They're all together. They're all in the same cahoots. So that goes back to Yaku with trickology. And that's what it is. And I think we've got to come to the realization that there was no make-believe that these people were coming back to our people telling us. It's real.
Yeah, and I see it as being such in a way where we're not placing the people, even those who are reading the Bible, they have not placed the geographical locations of the people that in these books that they claim to understand. We must realize the word Jew, and it's not an indictment against Jews, but the word Jew, if it's to be ancient, it cannot be an ancient name. It only came into existence in 500 years ago, the letter J. So it cannot be an ancient name that would take them back to that era. So that name is not real at the moment point anyway. So let's take that out of the equation. Then we say, well, what is the name? Well, you know, most people will say they come from Ashkenaz and Khazar. These are very symbolic names. I tell everybody, look them up. Don't take our word. Look these names up. We didn't name them. Their own rabbis gave these names. Arthur Kunstler, the 13 tribe, gave us the whole Platonic history, and so did the book between the secret relation between black and Jews. Now, there is a relationship because between black and Jews, and I must make that clear to everybody, and Brother Hemotep, you can back me up on this. The Spanish era, there was a mixture between the black, and they were called Moranos. Am I correct? Am I saying that name right, brother?
Yes, that's what I had texted you last time about. A lot of times what these so-called Jews had done when they came out of Spain and they were ran out of Portugal. Remember now, a lot of the slave traders were Portugal, but they was under the Judaism religion, which is what they are. It's just a religion. It's no such as a race. It's a religion. So what they did was they came into Africa and they mixed with the people. Here we go again, the Yaku story again. They came in, mixed with the people, and they started making their mulattoes and quattro. Those are the ones that were put in power that we keep believing our African brothers sold us into slavery. No, it wasn't. It was the mixed breeds that sold us into slavery. And some of them became chieftains. Look up that word what Brother Drybone said. It literally, you can look them up, the books in there. You can look it in Wikipedia. They'll give you all the references where it come from. So we have to understand this is the divide and conquer. Again, of the Yaku story. This is not a joke. And that's why when you do the research, you start figuring out this is very real. This is going in ancient Egypt, ancient Sumer, which is what they call now the Mesopotamian area. It is gone on in Indus Kush. They did the same thing then. So we have to understand this is not a game. It's not a joke. You really do real historical evidence and unlock the safe of this information, you will see this. It's a
very
game to play. And it was by a lot of our people did this to us. Why? We don't know.
And that's right. And that, I put on the site, everybody, www.drybonesconnect.com. Dr. Clark had a series, and I put it on there. People are calling me to get on the show. They're not going to make it. You can't get on the show, right? Yeah, it is, but they blocked it off. I'll talk with you later. I have to let people know that this is what happened tonight. Some strange reason, the show did not have it at the regular time. It went to 15 minutes, and we do not know why. But nonetheless, we'll carry on with what we can do. That means they stopped all callers, everybody. No more callers. They're all that's on here. And people are calling to find out why they can't get on. So understand. Some of these things that we talk about is pretty interesting, I guess, but never thought we'd have these type of problems. But anyway, to get back to the point, we are looking at a very, very serious situation here if we don't all start getting together on a level of understanding. And it's not something that is going to take overnight. Let's not fool ourselves. This is not an overnight phenomenon. We have been worked against for these thousands of years. Many of our people are coming across what I consider the dark age. When that blood moon passed over us, it had good and bad connotations. Those who know it to be as good receive it as such. Those who know it to be their sign receive it as such. And now we're in the middle of seeing what is that revelation. Right now we're looking at a fake war that is being created in the same region by Russia, by Turkey and all of the so-called Slavic nations. Look to me, brother, and I'm going to bring sister in here too, and I'm going to bring a few more calls in here who left because we might have a good time with those we got on the line. If those of you want to get on this conversation on Free Your Mind Monday, hit the button now. Let's enjoy the time we have. I don't know how much time they may give us, but hit the button. The blue light will come on, and I will bring you in to this conversation. Sister, Brother Hamilton, Montu, let me ask you all this. In all this time that we've been noticing, is this going to be something that y'all believe is going to end up with? You, to be honest with it, do y'all see a positive result, or do y'all see a very hard struggle here, being that we've been so far in the hole? Either one of y'all.
I would like to think it would be something positive. I would like to think that it would be something positive, but you know, the way that I see it is just going to go forward into something that it's going to be a struggle, and it's just going to get worse. We're just heading towards something, you know, like the Titanic, you know, hitting the iceberg, and everybody in the Titanic thought that the ship was never going to sink. And that's the way I see things, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't think that Titanic was going to sink at that time. And unfortunately, that type of thinking at that time, and you got to look at that period of time, too. See, the thing is, we got to look at the period. That was during the time when the Federal Reserve was being formulated, that the Titanic sink. And when we did the research that was given to those who did the research for us to look it up, make sure they're right, there were prominent people on that ship that was supposed to be arriving in New York that was instrumental with the formation of declining the Federal Reserve. Y'all look it up. You know, that story is very interesting. So, you know, these things are going on, and they're going on today, what I call provocateurs in place. And that's what all this is about as well. When it comes to this story of being provocateurs, of the people that are, let's just say, dramatized in this scenario, would you say, Brother Montu, is there something that you see in them that would change this situation? Is there something that you see in this group that you talk about can be changed?
In terms of the group of us as a people right now, or the group that we're seeing that's running this this conglomerate of wickedness. Which one is it?
Let's go with the conglomerate of wickedness, because that's the main group. What do you see? Because remember, I'm looking at their people that know they're doing wrong too. Maybe it'd be some change. What do you see in the coming future?
Well, I will show you this here, and I should have sent you the link. Vice President, no, he's Secretary of State Kerry. He just went, I don't know where he did it, he said that Africa is a natural resource, and we are a natural party. Natural partner. Now look at that, what he just said. They have the natural resource, and we are a natural partner. Now, this is coming from a country that is involved in this conglomerate. that was colonial powers. If you look at it, and a lot of y'all people believe that the land of milk and honey is Canaan. You know, they've told people that lie 999 times. The true land of milk and honey is Africa. And on top of that, we know that the so-called Middle East is not real. That's still a part of Africa. So we know that's cartoon. But out of the whole continent, it is the most richest continent on the planet. But the majority of people that live there don't control the natural resource. And it is a race to who will control the whole continent. Not like Sarah Palin said, a state. We got to look at all the natural resources. China. Okay, you got Russia in part of that. You got America and all this little bosom buddies with these colonial partners who were the same people who were colonists, who are trying to buy and get in there. You got Chinese men who know how do you get into a kingdom. You must marry into it. They're marrying some of the daughters of chieftains. They understand history and how to go about merging people together. So we're looking at right now that they are going back into Africa to colonize it in a whole new way by bringing capital system to them that makes the people believe that the system is not a dictatorship, but it is a dictatorship. That you will still have the 1% or 10% wealthy and the 90% poor. Because they're going around telling, oh, you know, they're all in dictatorships and we all don't have no power and they never have any millionaires. But when you talk to some of the African brothers and sisters, they're saying, we're not living out of poverty. What are you talking about? But all they got to do is put it on their propaganda machine, the television, and the majority of our people will believe anything on that television, just like it just floated out of the sky. So I don't know if there's anything that's going to come about that's going to change the machine from the masses of the people that's playing the game. So every time those people come out and say it, they end up either dead or they end up being blackballed.
And that's another thing. That's why I tell people all the time, you know, it's coming to a point of where do you really stand in all this, because if we keep living at this present rate, it seems to be that we will see some huge changes in the economy here. When it comes to these jobs that the next generation is supposed to get, are they qualified for these jobs? I would say not many of them, based off the fact that they're going into a high-tech economy. We see a lot of things that we could be more aware and act proactive to, but we seem to be reactionary people to emotional events. It's that we get excited only when, you know, it's emotionally placed, and then we don't do the right thing. We don't think it through. I wonder why at this point in time, with all that we've been learning, and that's all of us, not just this group, every group has probably had a piece of this. What do you think is holding us from understanding this, that, you know, survival is the key to humanity, and if we keep this up, reciprocity got to come our way too.
You want me to speak on that first?
Feel free, whoever, because the lines are open. I'm going to open the lines up. But go ahead.
I like to hear the sister give her point of view on this, because I mean, we definitely, in dealing in my art, this is balance, and I believe the sister has a lot to say, and she has a brilliant mind.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead, sister. What do you think that would bring, what you, in your mind, would believe it takes to be the point to stopping this or creating a better atmosphere for our lives?
I feel that everything is spiritual, and we have to balance everything in the spirit realm. So being that it's spiritual, we need to align you know, our spirit meet, our spirit being with, you know, with that, with the spiritual, so that, you know, we can have that intuition and that third eye lead us in, and which is, it is a feminine entity that will lead us and guide us and direct us. But
I agree, that's intuition.
Yes, but I see that this can come about for people like us, that we're in this show, that we're speaking the way we're speaking, but the ones that are not in tune, you know, that's a havoc for them. It's a havoc universally wise. So,
well, you know, I'm going to say this, and I'll let you carry on. I've been watching a lot of old videos from our past, I won't even say leaders, past spiritual leaders that was able to give us a foundation of what was to come. And I'm going to tell y'all, we're talking about in the 70s when we were little kids, that this message was still being given that they were going to do this, and the people back then even was more ridiculed than we are today in trying to express this information. But right now, with the information that's out there, I do believe that there can possibly be a link of some type of unification when people of all groups in humanity realize that they're on the brink. It'll bring about a very serious change. And I see the dynamics of them looking at, with all the information out, and y'all probably see it too, because y'all on the internet is just as much as I am. Y'all can see that people are actually saying more than they used to say about the government. They're starting to mention more or less that it's not in its proper place. Have y'all both noticed that? And I'm going to bring some more callers in. Go ahead, any one of y'all.
Yes, I have noticed. Yes, I have noticed that. But there's still, you know, even towards the point that people do express themselves about the government and all that, they still hold on to, you know, to well, it may not happen. And that's a dangerous point that I see, you know. That's the dangerous point that I see. But being that, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Being that we are, you know, that we have technology and now, there's no excuse to be ignorant at this point in time, because now we can use technology to research and get educated and see what's going on. So we really have no excuse. We're not living back in the 1800s where the communication still the communication matter was not like today.
Right.
So,
yeah, and that's exactly correct. I agree with you so much on that we are not in that era yet. So many people are uninformed on what we are even talking about right now, which makes it somewhat difficult to organize unless we have a serious campaign of re-educating. First, the young teenagers that's in high school, they got to learn this quick before they get into that. And that's one of the things the sister said about educating. We got to get them before they come out into the real world, because they're not prepared for what is out there. This place is totally different. We're finding out from us as being adults and growing up that everything practically is a lie that was been told to us when we was young. Let me bring some more calls in here, because I see y'all hanging out here. I'm going to bring in, sorry about tonight, everybody. We're going to have to redo this Wednesday too, but 3920. 3920, you on OE Dry Bones.
Hello, how are you, Dry Bones?
I'm wonderful. How you feel tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, you got a question, comment, your hands up.
I'm just enjoying the show, and I guess I can just add that I think, you know, like you said, education is important, and most people who go to college, the real life doesn't kick in until they actually are living their lives. So understanding the way our country was built and established, and understanding the religion aspect of our society and our government that plays a very big role is something I guess people should try to learn as early as possible, because our school systems, as we've been told, is dumbed down, even in college. Most of them do not understand the real life. Most people are not even concerned about the formation of our government and the way it was formed under the Vatican control, and is still being controlled by them. And of course, you know, like you guys were pointing out, the Jews being the special people. If people just, you know, take the time out to feel that that is important, because the reason why it's important is because it's our history. And then if we want to understand our current economy and the people who are actually controlling and running the economy, those historic facts makes you more competent to know how to prepare yourself for whatever.
Exactly. And this is where we have to understand that history that was given, talked about the secret history, let's not take that lightly, everybody. I mean, if we would go into our neighborhoods and I may suggest, if y'all know any people who are under children or something that you may want, just try it. Try to see if you can get yourself into a group to get them into studying this type of information. You don't have to go hardcore on some of them don't know, but we talking about this next group of children. I'm telling you, everybody, but the way the computer system is working, these kids are only on the phone, period. And what they do with the phone ain't all that intelligent, but because they do foolishness on the phone all the time. So they already got this next generation prepared to do nothing but act a fool. And even though, and that's part of the tarot cards too, I want y'all to know that these people work through magic, the tarot card, the fool. The comedians are always on our radio stations because they have to desensitize everything with a joke. That's why the Tom Joyner Show, no matter what they talk about, going to be a joke about it. And that's going to desensitize the severity. You will never hear that on any Jewish, Italian, Spanish show that is talking about their part of ways. They ain't going to have no jokester on it. They're not going to have it. But we got to have jokes all the time. So it desensitizes our calls, which is done on purpose. And we'll get into that one thing next week about these tarot cards and the magic that is being brought forth amongst us, because we in the Magic Kingdom right here in Florida, y'all. Disney World is a whole special entity. I want y'all to know that. Disney World is a very special entity. Let's go to the 5235. Go ahead, 5235. I hear you coughing, so come on through. Five, two, three, five. I'm going to give you one chance. 5235. All right. Let's take this. All right. 0638.
Hey, what's up, Brother Dragon?
What's happening, brother?
Ever since the Berlin Conference of 1884, this corporate entity has been on a full-scale massive attack. They're well ahead of the game. They knew all the plights, what's going on with us, and they've been at this thing for a long time, and we're behind the eight ball, and we're just trying to catch up. The generations that have passed before us have become just docile as far as to knowing their education, knowing their history, knowing what's going on with them. They're stuck in la-la land, and It's sad to say that they really don't understand what's going on. They really don't understand the severity of the future that's coming. And it's sad to say that we can try and help these young men and young women to catch up, but it's going to be a hard fight. But all we can do is try. And for shows like yourself and others that may be going on passing on this knowledge, we have to come full circle because it's a full-scale war that's really going on with the mind, with the food, everything intellectual, with the technology that's going on, desensitizing the melatonin and not giving us a sense to expand and evolve our minds and who we are. It's really going on, Brian. We need to catch up. We're way behind. You know, they say 360 degrees is full circle. However, it's more than that. It's 720. And we have to catch up, my brother. So that's my input on that.
I like how you put it. And I'm just going to say this to those of you who understand what I'm saying. You know, sometimes you got to be tried, willing to be tried, and will be tried again, never denied. So we need to let people know that that it's going to take some doing, y'all. You're going to have to realize what you say on this show must be manifested in your regular life. This show is just a vehicle to strengthen you up for what's coming so you can have a voice to get it out. Because one thing I understand is being mute about something like this. They've been muting the people for so long about talking like this. Now we have a chance to talk, so we should be unmuted right now and making our point. Because in honesty, everybody, you know, without these shows, and I'm talking about there are all kinds out here. We got the Sovereignty Brothers and Sisters out here. We got some of the governmental law people out here. We got different other groups. We have to listen and keep our ears open. That's a clue. That's right there. I'm giving you a tidbit. Have ears and cannot hear. You don't want to be that. You want to have ears and can hear. That means your perception level is on high. That you perceive what is happening. The ones who don't perceive, you may not be able to save those, but you need to understand that you're able to perceive. Let me go here to, let me try this one here. 7689, you on here? 7689.
Hey, Dry Bones, what's coming on, baby?
What's up, bro? I'm talking about you.
New York.
You know it.
What's up, man? I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening tonight, and the thing that's so disturbing to me is that, like I said, I'm going to start out, you know, I'm 48 years old, so I grew up, I was born in 66, came through the 70s, and into the 80s, and nowadays, I'm looking at these kids now that I'm older, and I'm like, I was like in the birth of, I'm going to have to take it to hip-hop music, because that's going to be the forum for these young kids nowadays. We were talking about the phone and them getting their messages out, and I was looking at 106 and Park earlier today, and they had like a whole host of young MCs out there, and I'm listening to what they talking about in their rhymes, and they really not saying nothing. You had a couple out there that seemed to be a little conscious that they like on the cuff, that if you grab them right now, they got a little bit to say. But it's like that's going to be the wave of the future for our children. That's their vehicle right now. And when I go back to the 90s and the 80s, when I was growing up and when hip-hop first came out, it was messages being sent. You had Afrika Bambaataa. I'm from New York in the Bronx.
Yeah.
So you had that.
Yep.
You had strong black culture in the music. You had KRS-One. You had messages being sent. You don't have that anymore. The pop culture has taken over rap music. And the pop culture was really never about nothing. That's the disrespect. But that wasn't our culture. And that has infiltrated rap music to the point where everything now, rap is pop. So they rhyming about money and diamonds and cars. There's no balancement going on there. So that's going to be our biggest deploy, because most of our children look at 106 and Park. They come home. The music that's out there for them to buy is garbage. It's really nothing beneficial for them going into the future. It's like clown music right now. So to me, that's going to be a big battle with us right now for them through the music.
I'm gonna tell you, man.
Children right now, everything is music, Dad.
And let's be honest. Beautiful point. Stay on the line. Beautiful point, because You know, okay. We have Professor Griff was on here. He was
right. I listened to him too.
But the music now, even with those who try to change, they have to make contracts, y'all. And these contracts are designed by Jimmy Levine and Top Clock,
right,
who's been around forever. People have made the music industry go into the direction that they foreseen, and it has nothing of value. We all know that. It changed right before our eyes. I mean, me and y'all know, you know, we used to all have a good time. The music was fun-loving. It had no real violent content. And to NWA came out with them over there, they that syndrome. And let's be honest, y'all. These words, that's going to show you how the word is power. These words, they don't fear bullets as much as they fear the pen. Believe it or not, everybody. The sword is mighty. The pen is mighty than the sword, meaning that if the people intake of what that word and digest it and make it into their own selves, they will change. And that was the problem. They didn't want that rap that move on to change. You had X-Clan back in the day. X-Clan was telling you they had the onk and everything. They had everything.
Yeah.
All the symbols and signs. They didn't want that to be seen no more. So they decided, right before our very eyes, to give us that bass. And I'm a musician, bass and drum only, with a high tone bass, basically an E or F. That's that low vibration bass.
Right.
That boom.
Yeah,
and that
bass
will keep you listening to that music, because even if the music is garbage in lyrics, the beat from that vibration keeps you listening to it. Y'all been to the clubs. Y'all know that dumbass song.
I want to say one thing, because you brought up something good. Wait, let me say one point, Drop Bones, because you just touched on something that I done talked to a lot of people with. You brought up that bait, and no disrespect to the West, but the West Coast really killed our music. Number one, they was the first one to bring bitches and hoes into the picture. No disrespect to Snoop and them, but they was the first one to do it. Nobody else was saying that on the radio before 1990, and they brought it to the game. I'm a hip-hop connoisseur, so I got my homework on this one. They brought that to the game. And then to skip it up to what you're talking about, 50 Cent and Dr. Dre had that in the club. That beat is hypnotic, period. Everybody that I talk to, if you ever listen to that song, got that low tone with that, it's very hypnotic. It's almost spell casting on your mind. Like, if you listen to it, you're going to have to re-listen to it again. Like, you can't get enough of it. And I've discussed this with mad people, and they're like, yeah, something about that song. I'm like, yeah, it's encoded in how he created that beat. So I'm just putting that out there. Y'all can do your homework on that on your own if you want to.
Now, everybody who's listening, y'all know the chakra. Feel free. I got all the lines open that got their hands up. You know, is that a problem maybe? Could the problem be that music, which is part of who, I won't go too deep, maybe I should. You know, they all say, you know, they try to say Lucifer, but you know, those who understand that symbolism. But music is one of the seven principles of the several liberal arts. It has transformational power. Even in church, the preacher can be sorry, but if the music is bad, they are falling on the floor. What's y'all take on that vibration of music, y'all? And can that be the key that's keeping us from getting forward, because we love music? Anybody?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell you, music is the key how they figured out how they were going to get us. Because if you take it back to Africa, they knew that the drum was our main instrument. They knew that already. They knew that we survived and we transmitted through the drum. So now what they ended up doing was adding on to the drum. And you have, I don't want to get too deep into the spiritual stuff, but certain things called call-ins. You got call-ins that call in on different vibrations. That's not beneficial to us. And call-ins, what I mean by call-ins, I mean spiritual entities that call in on vibrations.
Right.
And cause you to have an incarnation, so to speak. And you start thinking very differently when you listen to the music. And they tell you that. People will tell you that they listen to a song and then they went out and they shot somebody. The song made you do that because it's the vibration and the keys and the tones that the song is in that's triggering something that's pulling into you. But see, that's
something
that's
that
stuff like that. We're going to need a whole show for that.
Go right ahead.
And to what the brother's saying also, too, is now what they have is that so-called ringtones. But what they did was they took out certain key tones that stimulated the pineal gland that took us away from vibrations. And so they incorporated this so-called ringtone. And what they did was they took out stimulations that stimulated the pineal gland also to add to what the brother's saying, too.
And I'm with you because that's what definitely – and we got these phones. I want y'all to realize how we are at war on an all-out basis. The phone also gives out a vibration. Y'all know this. And it affects us.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, you know, we are under attack at so many levels. Because even if you are a person who says, oh, yeah, I eat good, but what, you know, the phone is a dangerous thing. I want y'all to know that. I mean, we take it for granted because we need them. But these phones give off radiation. These towers that are next to people's houses. You ever see these big tall cell towers next to people's houses? That is unbelievable amount of low frequencies.
Radiation.
Or high frequencies coming. Yeah, and so they're hitting us everywhere strategically. Brother Monster, what's your take on the science of how they would create that? I mean, you talked about Tesla. Somebody make a noise. I'm going to take you out of here. What you think? You remember that Tesla? We were talking about Tesla. What you think about that?
Well, I think the one thing about Nikola Tesla is people need to do your research on this man. He was ahead of his time. He was dealing with free energy. He was dealing about having world peace with ending wars. He was getting to the point where he made a thing that became what you hear about the Star Wars program with Ronald Reagan, and they're actually getting ready to implement in 2004 like a death ray. These things man was getting ready to do. And they went ahead and basically came in, took all of his equipment, almost made like he was a foreigner to the country, like he was an illegal alien when the man had multiple status with different countries and here. And that's what they do when you're about to rectify the problems with the powers that be, and you're going to stop these world wars they create, they will literally either kill you, which most likely they killed him, and they will dirty your name. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
I want to bring a Nikola Tesla with him for a little bit. It was a documentary on him that was on about 6 or 7 months ago. Yeah, he ended up dying in the New York hotel in room 1333 on 34th Street in Manhattan. And they came in and they took all of his stuff and it like disappeared off the map. Like the Men in Black came in and just took all his stuff. And it's like they implement, like the brother just said, all of his inventions. He had a tower in Jersey that he had set up that he was going to be doing electricity that everybody would have been able to get for free. And the tower is still there now. It's all beaten down, but the remnants of it is still there. And they took all of his paperwork, and they implementing on us right now. He was for humanity. They using it for lack of a better term, the diabolical plans or what they trying
that's
to
right.
do.
That's right.
He was a
and that,
I mean, the evidence is all false right there.
And I'm going to name the people since y'all don't I'm going to name the people. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan. It was also Westinghouse.
I think DuPont and some of these other people.
DuPont. That's right. All of the major league corporations that are ruling today had a hand and the death of this individual based off the bat.
Let me drop this here, too. I want to know if everybody knows this. Guess who in New York back in the 80s and 90s, who's still a millionaire and a billionaire today, his grandfather was influential dealing with Tesla, too. And he starts with a T. Guess who I'm talking about? Who? Donald Trump's great-grandfather.
Isn't that surprising?
Yep. I didn't know that.
I'm not surprised. You know why? He goes bankrupt. How many times did he file bankruptcy and just went back and got more money?
See, we started to find out, again, brothers and sisters, this is not just the boogeyman Jew. This is a conglomerate, people. These people will just take the bad guy role, and they'll say, okay, I want you to be the boogeyman. They're all scared of you, so we'll just put that on you, that you killed some man that we can't find no grave. Okay, let them bleed at. And then the other people over here, you deal with the legal system, which is the British. Oh, America, you are military force. You do that. You are military industry. Oh, the Vatican? Oh, you deal with all the religious stuff, which we run every last one of them. And this is what they play on people. So you have brothers and sisters say, the Vatican. It's the Vatican. Then you have some brothers say, it's America. And then you don't realize they're all together. There's no difference in them. They're all the same.
I think somebody said earlier that when they got to the Berlin Conference, I think the brother said earlier, the Berlin Conference, many of us, I know we take things lightly because we don't really go, y'all brothers do and sisters do, but many of us don't go, our people don't go in depth. That conference was the splitting up of the whole black world. And even if they said in this conference, y'all can read the episode that's on there. Even if Europe had a fight, which they had two world wars, let's understand this. The area that the brother said that these characters was driven into are the only characters that created these two world wars, period. Now, they are saying right now that they can have a war with each other. They don't care about killing each other. But the bottom line is they will not give up their economic ventures together, meaning control mechanism. They mean that even if Spain kills Greece and Greece is being beat down or Crimea is being beat down, the goal is never to give up their power over that. And that's what they have. That's one thing about them, that even in our own groups, we need to be able to argue, but the bottom line should be never to give up our economic power with each other. And that's what we lost, because we seem to have given our power to other people. But it's not done, everybody. And y'all know this. We got to explain to people, this is not done because we're ignorant. This was done by a lot of force, a lot of fear, and a lot of killing. And if you kill a large group of generations off, you will have the perfect specimen, like the brother said. See, that's one thing we got to listen to, this Yaku story, because he said that they was breeding, and they breed. I got to take somebody out because they're making noises. I don't know who it is. But they said they kept breeding until they got the perfect one. Same experiment is done every day here on this planet Earth. They will breed us, till they get the perfect group of them that will listen totally. So this is a high science, y'all. This is a high science. This is not a low science. This is a very high science that we're dealing with, and we have to come up. We have to come up because many of our people are very, very, very intellectual. Some of the best scientists in the world, even now, come from us. But the problem is they're not being utilized in the endeavor of us. And that has been the problem. And unless we study that Berlin Conference and show how they stuck together. They stuck together, y'all. I'm going to tell you, they stuck together. And when I say stuck together, they had a platform. And I hope the brother on the phone, we can bring how they were strategically able to say, you get Rhodesia, you get Nigeria, you get South Africa, you get this one. And they said, okay, we made an agreement, let's shake on it. and they have yet to break that agreement with each other. And that's what I call a gentleman. That's why they always say a gentleman's agreement. When they say that, no, they are for real. They are for real about it. That means your word is bond. Feel free, anybody come on in here.
Drive on. Drive on.
Go ahead, sister.
Now that you mentioned that, I have a feeling that perhaps that the reason why they don't break covenants is because they go through rituals, through blood rituals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amongst themselves, so they cannot break that covenant, whether they become enemies with one another. Because that's already a ritual they did.
Well, let's make that clear. The rituals are done all the time. They are definitely, Brother Montu might can explain a little more on the rituals, how we take it for granted. They do these things on the month, like May 1st is May Day, which is mayhem. They know exactly when to create mayhem because they are using astrological powers to understand the power that these days bring in the utilization of people's energy being drawn into that system. And that's why so many people were drawn into that clippers. They knew exactly when to bring the clipper thing in, not realizing that the MWP is run by the Khazars. No one wants to mention that Mr. Sterling is a Khazar. And mainly, if we said the same thing, we would be considered anti-Semitic. They would want an apology from the B'nai B'rith would be all over the place. This would be a major thing. But that's because the brother said something that was very cool. That is their job. Their job is to bring the sympathy train as, oh, you can't touch me. I'm the chosen based off what? A story. And like the brother said earlier, why are they looking at them? The Vatican is doing their holy thing, and then the banks are part of their thing, which is located in London, the city of London. So this is a five-piece conglomerate organization that is working quite well until the curtain is pulled back. And that's the reason why these shows like The Wizard of Oz and these other movies that have been out have showed you. I'm gonna let y'all get back into the conversation, but I'm going to name one little movie that was out and the brother brought to my attention. Mighty Thor. In order for them to get into the city, they had to go through who? The black man. He was Anubis. He was the gatekeeper. And they froze him at first, which is symbolic. And then he became unfrozen. But they could not enter in because Ampu was at the gate. Go ahead. Anybody want to get into anything, say any more, feel free. This is Free of Mind Monday. And unfortunately, we don't have as many calls as we could have because of what happened. But y'all are on here, and we are appreciative.
Well, Brother Drybone.
Go right ahead.
I think that's one thing we have to look at, the movies. I'm glad you brought that up, is we've had a couple movies that have gotten really a lot of people who have their third eye open, who are able to discern these movies. If we go back and look at the last Superman movie, Man of Steel, if you look at the Matrix,